Bonus entry 3, C-suite dynamics. In my diary on the first time CMO, I talked about how important it is to speak the different languages of your C-suite, being fluent in CFO, CEO, COO, and so on. Because each of them cares about very different things and is responsible for vastly different things, so you need to adapt the way you speak to them. As Cognizant has scaled, this has been taken to a whole new level and has been a big learning curve for me over the past few years. As the now most tenured member of the Cognizant C-suite team outside of our co-founders, I've seen a lot of change happen and had to form a lot of new relationships as a result. I've also had to come to terms with a fundamental mindset switch, understanding that my team is now the C-suite and not actually my marketing organization. In my day-to-day, we invest in a lot more time together as a C-suite than we have ever done before. We have a Monday strategic call every week where we focus only on strategic items. Then on a Thursday, we have a tactical call, which sees us get much more in the weeds of the day-to-day. On top of this, we commit to a minimum of monthly one-to-ones with every C-suite member, and of course, with some, they're far more regular. In my case, finance, revenue, and product are weekly. Additionally, we have quarterly offsites, which have a team cohesion element, as well as strategic sessions. And we have the support of a coach to help us as individuals and to advise us on improving challenging relationships.